Hello, welcome to naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and I'm here with a little bit of information for those of you who are traveling. One of the things that you want to do, of course, when you're traveling is stay healthy. It doesn't matter whether you're traveling for business and you have great stress and responsibility at the end of your trip, and you want the trip to be productive and successful. And of course, if that is your goal, you certainly want to be on top of your game and in the absolute best health possible. Best physical health, best mental health, best energetic health, all of that. And then if you're traveling on vacation and you're relaxing and you're going to have a fun time, possibly do exciting, challenging things. Maybe you're going to go parasailing. Maybe you're going to go scuba diving. Maybe you're going to go zip lining, hiking, skiing, whatever it might be that you're going to do on vacation. Or you might be just laying on a beach somewhere, watching the sun move across the sky, feel very gentle tropical breezes blowing over you, you still want to feel wonderful. And if you have gotten to your destination on a plane, then you have a little bit of a challenge with regard to feeling wonderful. And we get to the airport and there are people sneezing and coughing, and you look around and they're eating candy bars and drinking sodas, and you think, okay, well, those people aren't so healthy and I'm going to be sharing a plane with them. And on that plane are going to be lots and lots of different viruses and bacteria. They tell us that we don't need to be too concerned, that the air is not 100% recirculated air. It's kind of 50-50, that there's 50% fresh air being mixed in with the recirculated air, and that the way the air circulates on the plane, you're really vulnerable to people just within two or three rows of where you're seated. Certain bacteria and viruses might have a larger environment in which to proliferate, but for the most part, it isn't the entire plane you need to be concerned about. Well, there is some new research, and they found that the infectious bacteria, MRSA, that's the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, those bacteria can live up to a week on planes that haven't been cleaned correctly. A team of microbiologists found that airplane armrest, handles on restrooms, tray tables, windows, and seat pockets, that there were up to six types of bacteria. And so the germs live longest on the porous surfaces like the seat pockets and armrests. So what are you going to do to protect yourself, particularly against the methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus? And I will talk about MRSA from now on. One of the things that happens when you are on a plane is some people are going to get sick, and other people won't even know that they've been exposed to such a dangerous bacteria. How is that possible? It's a highly functioning immune system. It's preparing your body so that bacteria and viruses cannot find a happy home. Okay, what are some of those things that you can do? Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And make sure that you are properly hydrated, so drink very high-quality water. You want bottled water that you are opening the seal. don't want water out of a pitcher on the airplane. You want something that has been sealed. So, what are some of the things that I do on a regular basis when I'm about to be subjected to germs on a plane? Silver 100. I never fly without it. I take the Silver 100 spray. I spray it on my face. I spray it in my mouth. I spray it on my hands. And it's a tiny little 2-ounce container, so that amount of fluid you're allowed to carry on your luggage. So you can use the Silver 100 over the course of the flight. One of the things that you can do is every half hour to hour, you can take the Silver 100, again, spray it on your face, spray it in your mouth, spray it on your hands. Silver 100 has the unique ability to have a devastating effect both on viruses and bacteria. So whatever pathogen might be lurking on surfaces in the plane or being spread around the plane by people who are dealing with those viruses or bacteria, Silver 100 has the capacity just totally to wipe out any exposure that you might have. And if you're traveling with children, again, very, very easy to use on their hands, on their face, in their mouth, so that they are protected as well. So very economical, very, very effective, and very safe. Not an issue like using an antibiotic or some kind of antiviral pharmaceutical. The Silver 100 is very, very safe to use. Of course, along with Silver 100, anytime you use an antibacterial, antiviral, you're killing off those pathogens, and you want to support the health benefiting microorganisms in your body before you travel. Very important to use a probiotic. Have a shelf-stable probiotic that you can use on a regular basis at any time during your trip. So whether you're traveling for fun or for business, keep yourself healthy, keep yourself energized, keep yourself very, very well. Silver 100 does the job.